98.5 KRZ. Yo, it's Lissa and Justin. I'm welcoming my buddy Justin to the area, and there are certain towns in Northeast PA that are doozies to pronounce.
Facebook has been very good.
I'm not even kidding you. When I first started here 15 years ago, I kept a notebook, and I spelled everything out as it should be said because I didn't want to say it wrong. So every time I had a cheat sheet until I learned everything. Now, we do have a couple callers. Margaret, what town were you thinking might be difficult?
Monk Chunk.
Oh, where the opera house is.
Correct.
I still say it wrong, so I avoid saying it. I just say, I'm going to the opera house because I can't nail it.
I guess these are all like Native American type of names. That's why it's tough to pronounce.
I don't know. I think our forefathers pranked us.
Monk Chunk.
Margaret, you're awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, KRZ. Who's this?
Jules.
Hey, Jules. So what do you think, for Justin's benefit, would be a town that might need like a little assist on the pronunciation?
The one that you were pronouncing before, it's pronounced with the sha at the end. Was it Scotia?
S-C-I-O-T-A. Scotia? So like Nova
That's
Scotia?
That's what I was... Yeah, isn't that just strange? I was also going to say about Wilkes-Barre, because even when you call or you're doing Google search, it always calls it Wilkes-Barre.
True.
It drives me absolutely nuts.
What do you say? What is it?
Wilkes-Barre.
I say Wilkes-Barre.
Like a Yogi Bear.
Do you?
I do think both are correct. And when celebrities come and they play live shows in Wilkes-Barre at the Kirby Center, they always ask me how to say it because they don't want to mess it up. And I do say Wilkes-Barre, but you're right. Locals, I think, who are raised here, do say Wilkes-Barre.
That's funny. I've heard that too, that it should be called Wilkes-Barre.
That is a pet peeve. And I hate when I put in my GPS anything around Tunkhannock and it says Tunkhannock.
Absolutely. That is so
No
funny.
GPS. No.
I just wanted to say really quickly too, I just absolutely adore you, and my day cannot start correctly without hearing your voice in the morning. It's like
my cup of coffee
and hearing you.
You are so sweet.
You have a voice that just makes every day better, no matter how bad my day may have started. I don't mean that in a weird way, but you just have a way with your voice and making everything better.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you for always being there.
That's not weird at all. Thank you, because you have no idea how much this just made my day. I appreciate you so much. I'm hugging you through the phone line right now. I hope you know that.
I can feel it, and I needed that hug, so I appreciate you.